briefing. The focus this week was on Slovenia. Yes, the country that took over the rotating presidency of the Union last week. All 27 commissioners gathered in Ljubljana this week, the capital of Slovenia, for its first meeting with the new presidency. While Kosovo's top of the European Union's agenda, the Serbian province may soon well declare unilateral independence. RFI's correspondent Quentin Dickinson, who was in Ljubljana for the commissioners' meeting, says that Slovenia doesn't seem to see eye to eye with the Union. He says they don't seem to have consulted much with their European colleagues on the issue. The message, he says, was muddled.
The Prime Minister himself mentioned that Kosovo was not the major issue in the Western Balkans, but he was very much more worried about Bosnia and Herzegovina. This is not the official line seen from Brussels, and so Mr. Janša had to backpedal somewhat on that 48 hours afterwards.
It sounds like it may have been kind of a disappointing meeting then.
Well, it was in many ways, but this is a very difficult number of issues to tackle. Kosovo is linked to Serbia, obviously. Now, Serbia is a different matter because Serbia has initialed a stabilization and development agreement with Brussels, and now this agreement has to be officially signed. And the signs are that a number of member states are not happy about this, since they feel that, as the previous Prosecutor General at the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia in The Hague, Carla Del Ponte, pointed out many times, she was not satisfied with the amount of cooperation on the part of the present Serbian authorities with the tribunal. Therefore, it is felt in The Hague, that is the Dutch government, and in the Scandinavian capitals, that Serbia cannot sign at this stage. On the other hand, of course, there are people in Brussels, and this has not really been understood by Ljubljana, who feel that there's a trade-off. In other words, go to the Serbian and say, all right, Serbs, you let Kosovo go off lightly, you don't protest more than necessary, and we'll let you in onto the association, and some years after, you can actually apply for full membership of the European Union. How do you feel about it? But there again, there's not unanimity among member states, and the present Slovenian presidency is going to find it very difficult, not even to find a solution to this, but just to hold Europe together and try and speak in one voice and have one single policy, however modest it may be.
So this does have repercussions just for Europe in general and the unity of Europe.
Well, a weak presidency is a weak Europe. I mean, this has been demonstrated time and time again. And unfortunately, the Slovenian government is in a very weak position. Their candidate for the presidency of Slovenia was ousted, and an opposition figure of some weight was voted in. And they're heading for general elections before the end of this year. And the outlook for the present government is not very good. They appear to be very much more concerned about using the Slovenian presidency of the Union as an election campaign issue to show just how good they are. But this is a very bad way to start out a presidency by any account.
That was Radio France International's Quentin Dickinson in Brussels. He was just back from accompanying the European commissioners to their first meeting with the Slovenian presidency in Ljubljana.